way Vaishnava Thakur Nuyara Sagarena Se Guruna Gore Diyapada Jaya Shodhaveya Maya Tomara Jaya Begat Kami, Jaya Dosa Shodi, Jaya Guna Deva Se. Jaya Satsang.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Paravidakacharya, all Siddhata, Satishi, Shivad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanada, Bhaktivedanta, Gosami, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Iskan, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Anantakoti, Vaishna, Vrinda, Kijai, Namacharya, Srila Huidas, Thakur, Kijai. Param se goho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Kijai Shri Shri Radhakrishna Govinda Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Mathuradam Kijai Jagannathaswami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasadevi Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindigajai Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Om. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So we are reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh, actually, my own Vishnupadaya Krishna Pasadaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Tejatani Saomagada Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Venitam Gena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha Saomagada Timidanda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshuram Nidhitam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So we are reading from, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master's divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So, we are reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the 23rd chapter, which deals with life's ultimate goal, which is Krishna Prema. If you haven't discovered that, or if you don't know that, you're in the wrong movement. Anyway, Krishna Prema is the ultimate goal. So before that, I just want to announce tomorrow is Vasant Panchami, and it's the appearance day, disappearance days of many great devotees. So that's what we'll be speaking about tomorrow. And then for the next few days, of course, we have Advaita Acharya's appearance day on Monday, which may be Tuesday for all of you in Australia and New Zealand, but I'm not sure what your timing is. That you'll have to figure out. So in any case, let's go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, 23rd chapter, beginning with text 51, Life's Ultimate Goal. This is an amazing chapter. As I say, let's ever say that about every chapter, that every chapter is amazing and so blissful. Actually, this is the high point of my day when I get a chance to read Prabhupada's books for an intense period of time and explain it to others. Okay, let's go. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So we're talking about the bhavas in this particular section. Bhava means emotions. So there's transcendental emotions and there's material emotions. Material emotions are sometimes described as bhava rogue. Bhava rogue means sick emotions. Like the word rogue means sickness. And rogi is someone who is sick. As we mentioned many times before, in joking, Prabhupada said we can either be a rogi or a yogi, depending on how much we eat and how many times we go to the bathroom. I'm not going to get into the details. So rogi is someone sick, a bogi is someone who enjoys, and a yogi is someone who goes back to the spiritual world. So that's up to you. I want to be a yogi, not a bogi or a rogi. Okay. Because if you eat too much, you will be a rogi. And if you eat too little, you will be a rogi. And if you sleep too much, then you're going to be a rogi. And if you sleep too little, you're going to be a rogi. And if you do the right amount of sleeping and eating and everything else, then you will be a yogi. Yogi is a person who does yoga. A bogi is a person who does boga. I mean, it's a material sense enjoyment. And a rogi is a person who does sickness. Okay, so now we're going to get to the spiritual emotions. And we'll describe them as we go through them. Anubhava smitanricha gitari udvashvara stambhari sattvika anubhave rabbitara. The subordinate ecstasies are smiling, dancing, and singing. This is called anubhava. Anubhava means the ecstasies or the emotions that you voluntarily express. You know, I can voluntarily smile, or I can voluntarily frown, or I can voluntarily dance, and I can voluntarily sing. And I can manifest different things in my body voluntarily. The natural ecstasies, such as being stunned, are considered among the subordinate ecstasies. Anubhava. It's interesting. Anubhava, subordinate ecstasies, not stunned. But I can control it to a certain extent. I say, oh, stunned. Okay, that's enough. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.14, Vibhava, and now it's describing Vibhava as a stimulation. I have to move this little thing out of the way. Tatragya Vibhavas tu Rachasvadana Hitavaha Te Dvidhalambanahi Ke Trivodipanapare. The cause of bringing about the tasting of love for Krishna is called Vibhava. Vibhava is divided into two categories, the Lambana, support, and Udipana. We explained that already. Vibhava means that which stimulates. Vibhavyate, hi rachadir yatrayena vibhavyate, vibhava nama sadveha lambanodi. Panatmaka, that which causes love for Krishna to appear is called Vibhava. That has two divisions, Alambina, in which love appears, and Udipana, by which love appears. In other words, Alambina is Krishna, and Udipana is things related to Krishna. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.16, the following is stated about Alambina: Krishna's cha, Krishna Bhakta's cha, Pudar Alambina mata, Rachader Vishyatvena, the Thaldarat. The object of love is Krishna, and the container of that love is the devotee of Krishna. Learned scholars call them alambana, the foundations. Similarly, Udipana is described as follows. Udipanas tu te prukta vavam udipayanti jye te tu shi krishna chandrasya gunas cheshta prasadanam. Those things which awaken ecstatic love are called Udipana. Many of this awakening is made possible by the qualities and activities of Krishna, as well as by his mode of decoration, by the way his hair is arranged. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.3.1. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.3.02 also gives the following further examples of Udipana. Smithanga sarabha sarabhe vamshashringa nupara kambhava patanga shetra tulasi bhaktatad parashadayaha. Krishna smiled the fragrance of his transcendental body, his flute, his bugle, ankle bells, tingling conch shell, the marks on his feet, the place of his residence, his favorite plant, tulasi, his devotees, and the observance of fasts and vows connected to his devotion all awaken the symptoms of ecstatic love. So sometimes you find that a dipana can also be an alambana. So anyway, like you talk about Krishna's smile, like you're in front of Krishna, you've seen him smile, but it's a smile specifically. That's an udipana. And, but the alambana is also there. Hope that makes sense. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.2.1 describes anubhava as follows. Anubhavas tu chitasta bhavanam avabodhakaha teva vikriya praya prokta ubhashurakaya. The many external ecstatic symptoms or bodily transformations which indicate ecstatic emotions in the mind and which are called udbhavasra, called the anubhavas, or subordinate ecstatic expressions of love. Some of these symptoms are dancing, falling down, rolling on the ground, singing and crying very loudly, bodily contortions, loud vibrations, yawning, deep breathing, disregard for others, the frothing of saliva, mad laughter, spitting, hiccups, and other similar symptoms. All these symptoms are divided into two divisions, shita and chepana. Singing, yawning, and so on are called shita. Dancing and bodily contortions are called chepana. In other words, they're more evident. In his Anubhasha, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes the following verse from the Vedic literature describing Ubhasvara. Upasande svadham niti prakta Ubhasvara budai Anivyutariya dhamila shamsanam katarmotanam rimbhogranashabulatvam nishvasadyaschate mataha. The ecstatic symptoms manifest in the external body of a person in ecstatic love, are called ubhasvara by learned scholars. Some of these are a slackening of the belt and a dropping of clothes and hair. Others are bodily contortions, yawning, and a trembling of the front portion of the nostrils, heavy breathing, hiccuping, and falling down and rolling on the ground. These are the external manifestations of emotional love. Stamba, it means being stunned, and other symptoms are described in Madhya Lila 14.167. So these are all anubhavas. Nirveda harshare itraisha vyabichare savamila rasakaya chamatkara kari. There are other ingredients beginning with complete despondency and jubilation. Altogether, there are 33 varieties of these transitory opposing elements, and when they combine, the mellow becomes very wonderful. So this, of course, is a description of Vyabhachari Bhava, 33 of them. Nirveda, Harsha, and other symptoms are explained in the Madhya Lila 14.167. The opposing elements, Vyabhachari, are described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.4.1.2.3 as follows. Ato chinte triyastrimshad bhavadye vyabhacharinaha vishina vi mukhyena charanti stayanam prati vaganga sattva sucha ye geyaste vyabacharinaha sancharayanti bhavasya kathim sancharino pite unmajanti nimajanti stayanyam ritavarita varidau urmi vad vardayanchenam yantitad rupatham chate. There are 33 transitory opposing elements known as vyabhachari, ecstatic emotions. They oppose the permanent sentiments while simultaneously assisting them in special ways. Ooh, that's really cool. Permanent sentiments are known as sthayi bhava, the bhava that you normally have, like your mother of Krishna, or father of Krishna, or lover of Krishna, or friend of Krishna, etc. And so they oppose it. They don't negate it. They oppose it. They flavor it. I mean, just like if you have sweets and you put a little bit of chili peppers in the sweets. Okay, I think you get that. And so I just wanted to mention the reason these things are described, you know, why they describe. So you can understand that's in the future for you. If you continue Krishna consciousness enthusiastically, you will experience these things. And you will forget about all the material emotions. All these ridiculous material emotions. It's like it's coming to Valentine's Day and you're going to all have all these emotions about Valentine's. I mean, yuck. Like today I was in the, where was I? Oh, the supermarket buying some things, and there was a card section, and the whole giant card section about Valentine's, like thousands of different cards. Maya. Okay. They oppose the permanent sentiment. So they are to be known by words, by different symptoms seen in the limbs and other parts of the body, and by the particular conditions of the heart. Because they set in motion the progress of the permanent sentiments, they are specifically called sanchari, or impelling principles. So sanchari bhavas and vyabhachari bhavas are the same, just different names of the same thing. But sanchari means they oppose the permanent sentiments, which are the vibhavas. I'm sorry, not vibhavas, or sthayi bhavas. These impelling principles rise up and fall back in the permanent sentiments of ecstatic love like waves in the ocean of ecstasy. Consequently, they are called vyabhachari. So that means they're like waves. They just overwhelm you when you least expect it. You can't control it. You can't put them down. It's just like, oh my God, all these vyabhachari bhavas. What am I going to do? Anyway, it's really interesting. So you'll experience these things in the future if you continue with Krishna consciousness. So you better continue, or else you're finished. So Pancha Vida Rasa Shantadasha Sakyavatsalya Madura Tama Shingara Rasa Sabati Prabalya. There are five transcendental mellows. We talked about this many times. Neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental affection, conjugal love, which is also known as the mellow of sweetness, maturya. Conjugal love excels all the others. Shantarase shantigrati prema paryanta gaya dasharati raga paryanta karmeta badaya. The position of neutrality increases up to the neutral, that's sthayi bhava, increases up to the point where one can appreciate love of Godhead. The mellow of servitorship, which comes after neutrality as a sthayi bhava, gradually increases to the point of spontaneous love of Godhead. Sakyavatsalya ratipaya anuraga simha subaladhyera bhava paryanta premera mahima. After the mellow of servitorship, there are the mellows of friendship and parental love, which increase to subordinate spontaneous love. The greatness of the love found in friends like Subal, the spontaneous love, and then it becomes ecstatic love, extends to the standard of ecstatic love of Godhead. So this going to explain here. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that the mellow of neutrality increases to the simple love of God. In the mellow of servitorship, love of God increases beyond that to affection, counter-love, anger based on love, and attachment. Similarly, the mellow of friendship increases to affection, counter-love, attachment, and sub-attachment. is the same with the mellow parental affection. A special feature of the mellow friendship exhibited by personalities like Saval is that it increases from paternal affection to counter-love or to spontaneous attachment, to subordinate attachment, and finally to the ecstasy where all the ecstatic symptoms continuously exist. Wow. Shantarira Sera Yoga Vyoga Dvibheda Sakyavatsalya Yoga Dira Aneka Vibheda. There are two divisions in each of the five mellows, yoga connection and vyoga separation. Among the mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many divisions of connection and separation. So, you know, when you're separated from Krishna and you're with Krishna, okay? That's easy to understand. In the Bhaktarasamrita Sindhu 3.2.93, these divisions are described as yoga, yoga, avetasha, prabhedal, katitavubho. In the mellows of Bhakti Yoga, there are two stages, A-Yoga and Yoga, which is the same as V-Yoga. A-Yoga, V-Yoga is described in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as follows. Sangha bhavoharir dhir yara yoga yi katyate ayoge tvam manas katvam tad gunad yanu sandhya tatraptyupaya chintadhya sarvesham katita kriya. Learned scholars in the science of Bhakti Yoga say that when there is an absence of association, we're talking about separation, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, separation takes place. In the stage of A-Yoga, separation, the mind is filled with Krishna consciousness and is fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. In other words, when am I going to be with Krishna? Why am I separated from Krishna? The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they actually had that mood in which they lived, or during the time when they were in Vrindavan. Hey Radhe, hey Radhe, Raja Devike, hey Nando Shuno Gita. They were going around Vrindavan, Krishna, where are you? Where Radharani, where are you? Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, oh Nanda Maharaj, where are you? In that stage, the devotee searches out the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of God. It says that stage of separation, all the devotees in different mellows are always active in thinking of ways to attain Krishna's association. In fact, that's how we should execute our devotional service. When we're chanting, it should be, Krishna, where are you? You know, something like George Harrison's song, I really want to see you, Lord. I want to be with you, Lord. It takes so long. I know. Hare Krishna. So you're really hankering. That's called lolium, which is actually the price of pure devotional service. Hankering for Krishna's association and hankering for devotional service. The word yoga connection is thus described by in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.2.129. Krishnara Sangamo Yastu. So yoga iti kirtyate. When one meets Krishna directly, that is called yoga. So I want that yoga. And the transcendental mellows of neutrality and servitorship, there are similar divisions of yoga and vyoga, but they are not variegated. In other words, they don't have so much variety. When, if you're, I don't want to use the word just, but if you're in neutrality and servitorship, the divisions of yoga and vyoga are always existing in the five mellows. The five mellows means the Shanta, Dasha, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya, the five relationships. However, in the transcendental mellows of friendship and parental affection, there are many varieties of yoga and vyoga. The varieties of yoga are thus described. In other words, many varieties of meeting Krishna and being separated from Krishna. When you go up from Shanta, Dasha to parental affection and friendship. Yogopi katita siddhis tushti stitir iti tridha. Sorry. Yoga connection is of three types: success, satisfaction, and permanence. I got Krishna. I am satisfied. I'll always be with him. Bhakti Rasamrita 3.2.93. 129. The divisions of our yoga separation are described as follows. Utkantatam vihogaschet yayogopi dvitochute. This yoga has two divisions, longing and separation. You know, so in other words, when you're not with Krishna, I want to be with Krishna, I'm feeling so much separation from him. So, two divisions. Remember that. That's for those in Sakya, friendship, and Vatsalya, parental relationship. Ruda adi ruda bhava kevala madure mahishiga nera ruda adi ruda gopika nikare. Only in the conjugal mellow are there two ecstatic symptoms called ruda, advanced, and adi ruda, highly advanced. The advanced ecstasies are found among the queens of Dwarka, and the highly advanced ecstasies are found among the gopis. Now, in other words, only amongst the gopis you have adiruddha, highly advanced feelings of ecstatic symptoms. The adiruddha ecstasies are explained in the Ujjvala Nilamani Staya Bhava Prakarna 170. Ujjvala Nilamani is the postgraduate study of the Nectar of Devotion, also written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Very advanced literature. Not for most of us at this point. Rudokitvyo nubhavevya kam apyatta vishishtatam yatranubhava drishyante so dirudo nigadyate. The very sweet attraction of conjugal love increases through affection, counter-love, love, attachment, sub-attachment, ecstasy, and highly advanced ecstasy. That's called Mahabhava. The platform of Mahabhava includes Ruda and Adiruda, means advanced and very advanced. These platforms are possible only in conjugal love. Advanced ecstasy is found in Dwarka, whereas highly advanced ecstasy is found among the gopis. So, Adiruda Mahabhava, Dvita Prakara, Mahabhava means great emotion, it's the highest stage. Samboge Marana Virahe Mohana Nama Tada. Highly advanced ecstasy is divided into two categories, Madana and Mohan. Meeting together is called Madana, and separation is called Mohan. So that's yoga and ayoga or viyoga again. Madane Chumbanadi Haya Ananda Vibheda. Udgurna Chitra Jalpa Mohane Dvibeda. On the Madana platform, there are kissing, that's together, you know, yoga, and many other symptoms which are unlimited. In the Mohana stage, there are two divisions, Udgurna, unsteadiness, in other words, feeling your separation, just like going crazy, and Chitra Jalpa, varieties of mad emotional talks. And so when the gopis were experiencing separation from Krishna, they spoke like mad ladies. In fact, what they did, sometimes they imitated Krishna's pastimes. One gopi acted like the Kaliya serpent, and another gopi acted like Krishna and danced on the heads of the one gopi, you know, as Krishna danced on the heads of the Kaliya serpent. And one gopi acted like Mother Yashoda, and the other gopi acted like Krishna, and the gopi breastfed the other gopi because they were thinking that they were Krishna. You know, this is madness, but still is out of separation from Krishna. Further information, see Majalila 187. Chitrajalpera dashanga vajalpadi nama pramaragitra dashashloka tahate pramada. Mad emotional talks include 10 divisions called prajalpa and other names. An example of this is the 10 verses spoken by Srimati Radharani called the Song to the Bumblebee. This is a beautiful part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Radharani is experiencing separation from Krishna, and Uddhava comes to Radharani, and then she addresses the bee as a messenger from Krishna, and she gets upset with the bee. The bee goes away, and she feels like all upset that the bee has gone away. I mean, you have to read this. It's an amazing part of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Imaginative mad talks known as Chitrajalpa can be divided into 10 categories: Prajalpa, Parijalpa, Vijalpa, Ujjalpa, Sanjalpa, Avajalpa, Abhijalpa, Ajalpa, Patijalpa. Now we didn't repeat. Sujalpa. There are no English equivalents for these different features of Jalpa imaginative talk. You just have to wait till you go back to the spiritual world. And you can either speak Sanskrit or Brajabhas. Udgorna vivasha cheshta divyonmada nama virahe krishna sporti apanatke krishna jnana. Udgorna, unsteadiness, and vivasha cheshta, boastful activities or aspects of transcendental madness. In separation from Krishna, one experiences the manifestations of Krishna and one thinks oneself to be Krishna. That's what I described previously, that the gopis actually started to imitate the activities of Krishna, and they thought that they were Krishna. This is not impersonalism, but they were just so much identified in love with Krishna. And you see this sometimes, even, well, with great devotees. I saw this with my dear godbrother, Sridhar Maharaj. One time I was with him and he was in front of Lord Nrsingadev in Sridhar Mayapur. It's a beautiful deity, Ugra Nrsingadev. And so he just like took on the features of Ugra Nrsingadev as he was looking at Lord Nrsingadev. Such a great devotee. I miss all these wonderful devotees. It's like old friends and they pass away. So we have to join them in the next lifetime. Yep, that's where I'm going. Wherever my old friends are, my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, that's where I am going. These are my buddies. I am not going to leave them. Sambhoga vipralamba bede dvidvira shringara sambhogera nantahanga nahi anta tada. In conjugal love, Sringara, it's called Sringara Ras, there are two departments, mating and separation, the same thing, yoga and a-yoga or vi-yoga. On the platform of mating, there are unlimited varieties that are beyond description. Vipralamba means separation, is described in the Ujjala Nilamani, again, that's Rupa Goswami's advanced study of the nectar devotion, Vipralamba Prakarana 3 to 4. So, you know, you Toryor Vava Yukta Yori Vata Yomataha Abhishta Lingana Dinam Anavaptu Prakashate Prakashate, sorry. Sav Vipralambo Vikya Sambhogonati Karakaha Navina Vipralambena. When the lover and beloved meet, they are called yukta, connected. Previous to their meeting, they are called ayukta, not connected. Whether connected or not connected, the ecstatic emotion arising due to not being able to embrace and kiss each other, as described, is called vipralamba, separation. Lamentation and hankering. This vipralamba helps nourish emotions at this time of meeting. Similarly, sambhoga, it means meeting, is described in the Vedic literature, first verse, following verse, quoted from the Vedic literature by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his Anubhasha. Anubhasha means commentary. Darshana linganadinam anukulyam nishevaya yunorulasam harohan bhavasam yoga. Meeting each other and embracing each other are aimed at bringing about the happiness of the lover and beloved. When this stage becomes increasingly jubilant, the resulting ecstatic emotion is called sambhoga, meeting. When awakened, sambhoga is divided into four categories. Purvaraga, anantara, that's after purvaraga, attachment prior to meeting, sambhoga is called brief, sankshipta. And then mana, Anantara, after mana, anger based on love, sambhaga, is called encroached, sankirna. Kinjadura, pravasa, anantara, after being a little distance away for some time, sambhaga is called accomplished, sampana. Sudura pravasa, anantara, after being far away, sambhaga is called perfection, samriddhiman. The meetings of the lovers that take place in dreams also have these four divisions. That's amazing. Wow. Vipralamba chaturvida purva ragan mana prabhasakya araprema vaichitya akhyana. Vipralamba has four divisions. Separation has four divisions. Purva rag, man, prabhas, and prema vaichitya. Now this is going to be explained here. Purva rag is described in the Udjalat Nilamani. Vipralamba Prakarana 5. Ratir ya sangamat purvam darshana shavanadi ja tayorun milati pragyai purva raga sujate. When attachment produced in the lover and beloved before their meeting by seeing, hearing, and so on becomes very palatable by the mixture of the four ingredients such as vibhava and anubhava. We explained this before. This is called purva raga. It means purva means before. Just before meeting, like you're going to meet someone, you're going to meet Krishna. Let's say if I was going to tell you, you're going to meet Krishna in 5 minutes from now. You go, ooh. And Krishna's going to, anyway, whatever your rasa is, I'm not going to tell you. So the word mana, actually generally mana means anger, is also described in the Ujjala Nilamani Vipralamba Prakarana 68. Dambatyor bhavai gatar satorap yanuraktayoho swabhishta shlesha vikshari nirodhi manochite. Whether the lover and beloved are in one place or in a different place, their mood that obstructs their looking at each other and embracing each other, although they are attached to each other, is called mana. I'm angry at you. You see this in a lot in the Vidagna Madhava by Srila Rupa Goswami. Pravas is also explained in the Ujjala Nilamani Vipralamba Prakarana 139 as follows. Purvas angatyor inhor bhavede shanturadi bihi vyavadanam tuyat prakya sabravasa itir yate. Pravas is a word to indicate the separation of lovers who were previously intimately associated. This separation is due to their being in different places. Wow. Purva, mana, pravasa. Similarly, prema vai chitya is also explained in the Ujjala Nilamani, Vipralamba Prakarana 134. This is such amazing, elevated stuff. Beyond the realm of most of us and to understand. Apriyasya sani karche pi primot karche svabhavataha ya visheshat yar adi artistat premavaichit jamuchate. Premavaichit is a word used to indicate an abundance of love that brings about grief from fear of separation, although the lover is present. In other words, this prema vaichitya, let's say you're with Krishna and previously you were separated and you know that Krishna's going to go away. You can't stay there forever. That's complete anxiety and grief and fear of separation from Krishna. Wow. Radhikadye purvavraga parsida purvasa mane prema vaichitya sridharshave mahisha gane. Wow. Of the four kinds of separation, three, purvarag, pravasa, and mana, are celebrated in Srimati Radharani and the gopis, and Dwarka among the queens, feelings of prema vaichitya are very prominent. Wow. This is so elevated. I can hardly believe that I'm reading this online to everybody. Whew. curare vila fasi tuam vita nedra nasce se swapati jagati rachyami swaro gupta bodaha payami vasaki kachit gara nirvidachita nalina nayana asodara dilekshitena. My dear friend Kurari, it is now night, and Lord Krishna is sleeping. You yourself are not asleep. Kurari, I think, is a bird. You yourself are not asleep or resting, but are lamenting. Should I presume that you, like us, are affected by the smiling, liberal, playful-like glances of the lotus-eyed Krishna? If so, your heart is deeply pierced. Is that why you are showing these signs of lamentation? Wow. This verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.90.15 was spoken by Lord Krishna's queens, that's Prema Vaichitra. Although they were with Krishna, they were still thinking of losing his company, because Krishna was asleep, and they were right next to him. And they were just afraid, you know, in the morning, just like it's described in the Krishna book, when Krishna wakes up, and he's lying next to his bed, and lying next to his wife, and they're embraced. And the gopis are real, not gopis, the thing of gopis. The wives of Krishna are so upset that he has to leave and go to work. So, Bhajendra Nandana Krishna Nayaka Shiromani, Nayikara Shiromani, Radha Thakurani. Shoo. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the supreme hero in all dealings. Similarly, Srimati Radharani is the topmost heroine in all dealings. Nayakanam Shiroratnam Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Yatra Niyataya Sarve Virajante Mahan Agunaha. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he's the crown jewel of all heroes. And Krishna, all transcendental good qualities are permanently situated. Wow. This is just so wonderful. This verse is also found in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 2.1.17. Okay, I think we will end here. This is getting too ecstatic for me, and I may exhibit some vyabhachari bhavas and be unable to continue, so to save me from an ecstatic trance. Let us, we ended with text 67. Okay. Let me just stop sharing and allow you to ask questions. Give me 1 second. I have to move some of these things around so I can unmute you. Okay, you are officially, you all, great devotees. That's interesting. Is rasa, yes, rasa theology is considered siddhanta. Siddhanta means perfect conclusion, isn't it? Sid, perfect. Anta, like anta, the end or conclusion. Like Vedanta means the end of knowledge, the conclusion of all knowledge. Veda and knowledge. Vedanta, Siddhanta. So this is, yes, sure is Siddhanta. Sure it is. And we have really the highest Siddhanta in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. It's just amazing, amazing stuff, this rasa theology. By Rupa Goswami, of course, Rupa Goswami is adopting some of the terminology used by Bart, who is a famous dramatist. But, you know, the terminology may differ, like many acharyas may use different terminology, let's say, than Rupa Goswami, but the import or the meaning of the terminology is the same. Just like we have different words in different languages, like the word love in English, amour in French. Toujours l'amour. It's basically the same word. But prema is different than just love, because prema means unconditional love. Okay, so that was a good question by Jagadguru. And so who else wants to ask a question about these elevated subject matters? Who else is qualified to ask a question? Would you be willing to speak a bit about your experience in printing Chaitanya Charitamrita when you worked at the PBT? Oh my God. Oh my God. We're going from rasa theology to me theology. So anyway, yes, I helped produce 17 books. I'm reminiscing in 2 months, and that was actually one of the most ecstatic times of Krishna consciousness, because we were completely absorbed and weren't concerned with eating and sleeping. We were only thinking of Srila Prabhupada's pleasure. That's my reminiscence, okay? When you're thinking of Prabhupada's pleasure, actually the first 3 volumes were already produced, but then we had 17 months to produce the rest of the, no, sorry, 2 months to produce the rest of the volumes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the 2 volumes of the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, okay, that was, you brought me down to earth, sorry about that. I was already in the spiritual world, you brought me down to earth. So, who asked another question? What, all right, here's another reminiscence. He's trying to keep me on Earth, the Earth planet, keep me from shivering in ecstasy. What wonderful interactions did you have with your god brothers and god sisters at that time? I served them. I provided prasadam for the devotees who stayed up all night and did what everybody did the needful and weren't thinking about what specialty they had. I mean, the interaction was that everybody was focused on Prabhupada's pleasure and serving Prabhupada, Prabhupada's order. You know, Prabhupada said impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary, and we accepted that as the absolute truth, and it is the absolute truth. And we all just had, I mean, there was no arguments or anything during that 2 months. I mean, normally you have so many interactions with people, differences of opinion and arguments, but there was no arguments. I mean, it's interesting. Whenever someone's absorbed fully in preaching and serving the spiritual master, then differences of opinion, well, still people have different opinions, but it's in a loving way. So when we are not absorbed in pleasing Krishna, then we get into all these other methods or types of consciousness. So, who else has a question? Yes. Is the mana described here the same as the mana when Radharani gets angry with Krishna? Because that separates them, even though they're together. You'll find this description in the Vidagdha Madhava quite a bit, that even though Radha and Krishna are actually together. We read this the other day in class, one of the descriptions of Vidagdha Madhava, where Radharani just doesn't want anything to do with Krishna, even though they're in the same place, you know, facing each other, because she's so angry with Krishna. Okay, yes, that's man, that's the anger. So, Keshav, you have a question?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hi, Hare Krishna. Good to see you.
Hare
So,
Krishna.
what's the question?
So Gurudev, I just want to ask you some tips for book distribution. So I would be talking to people outside shopping centers and also outside stores, some Indian stores. So can you give me maybe some nectar so I can actually use it so that I can do some
Well, it
book
depends.
distribution?
You have to become expert in understanding the mentality of the person you approach. And that's not so easy. You have to read their body language. You have to understand so many things. And obviously, if it's outside of an Indian store, then most likely there'll be people from India, but not always. But practically everybody goes in an Indian store will be interested in yoga, will be interested in maybe vegetarianism will be interested. You really have to read people's minds. But basically, you greet people, hi. Like I was taught something by Vaisheshika, which is very interesting. He says you wave at someone, and they, even though they don't know you, they think they're supposed to know you, and they forgot you. So you wave at them, hi, and they go, oh my God, I forgot who it is. And then they wave back and come up. Oh yes, good to see you again. What? And then you give them a book. I mean, there's different things. That the main thing is actually to be able to read who they are. And sometimes ask questions. You know, where are you from? You know, especially, you know, what part of India you're from, or where you're from. Interested in Krishna, you know, just actually really depends on who they are.
So building rapport and relationship before we talk about the books.
Yeah, but it has to be done real quickly. You have to build rapport and relationship. And once they feel that you're friendly, because nowadays, I think when a stranger approaches you on the street, you actually become suspicious.
Yes, Maharaj.
So the whole idea is to get their guard down, or let the guard down by some really friendly thing. You know, smile goes a long way. You know, not that we got these books. You know, smile. And you look in their eyes and I was amazed at how when he would wave at people that people would just like stop and then just like come up to him. I mean, he's one of our best book distributors. And he organizes the book distribution, actually the whole world. I'm sure you've heard his name before.
Yes, Maharaj.
But I would actually go out with someone who is expert and watch what they do. And by watching what they do, but still you can't imitate anybody who is expert. You just have to see how they're friendly with everybody. And you get your own mood in book distribution. You know, sometimes just... Of course, nowadays you can't shake anyone's hand because of COVID.
Yeah.
We used to, when on book distribution, you used to just put your hand out and you'd shake it. They can't do that now. Because everybody's afraid of physical touch. Yeah. So, I mean, sometimes if you're dealing with people from India, you go like this, you know, namaste.
Yeah.
And people respond. People respond to this. And even Western people respond to that now because nobody wants to touch anyone else. They're really suspicious about COVID. Anyway, you just watch someone else. Watch someone who's expert, and then you figure that out. Okay, good question. We have one more question in the chat window. It's a long one. Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, a couple of days ago in class you said, we try our best and Krishna will take care of the rest, but if our well wishes regularly remind us that we need to do more, I am unable to handle this feedback. Who's answering that? A Brahman, yeah. And take to the right from your mind. I perceive this as a fault finding. How do you overcome this stage? Please guide me. Just don't worry about other people, what they think of you. You try your best. You have your internal relationship with Krishna. Don't, as they say, whatever they want, whatever they say, you know your own sincerity, ability, limitations. And that's why I say, you know, people say, well, you can do more. I know my own physical limitations. And I know when I'm doing 100%. It's between you and Krishna. It's not between you and them. You understand? It's between you and Krishna. Okay, just one more question. Oh, my God. Because we have to end. I'm not qualified to ask one, but I have a question. How quickly can I build my relationship with Krishna? That's an easy question. By chanting his holy names. Just chant and the relationship will develop. That's sambandha. It will definitely develop very, very quickly. Chant with great devotion and love. And one more question from Padam Raj Joshi. So you have a question. Ask your question. You can unmute yourself. Okay.
Okay. Maharaj ki jai. Please accept my humble obeisances on your lotus feet.
All glories, Prabhupada. Good to see you.
Okay, thank you, Maharaj. As we started the Bhakti Bridge in our house from last week, as I notified you, I wanna bring all the peoples around my community to involve in the Bhakti Bridge. So how I can approach them, because they are from the different religions, different country, and yeah, I want your blessings and advice, Maharaj.
So you're primarily speaking to people from what, Nepal or what?
Some people stay like in my street or in there, they live from everywhere. Like they're from some African, some Indian, some people Nepal, yeah, some Bangladesh, yeah, some everywhere.
Well, I think maybe present them Bhagavad Gita first.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think Bhagavad Gita is pretty much a transcultural text. And just talk to them about how we're not the body, how we're parts and parcel of God. And people are interested in yoga, reincarnation, stuff like that. So, I mean, everyone wants to hear about reincarnation because they want to figure out who they will be in the next life and who they were in the past life.
Yeah, so I have. So is that all right for me if I go to their house and distribute the Bhagavad Gita and talk a
Yeah.
little bit about it, and then I request them to come over my house for the program?
Yes, and get them chanting. Main thing is chanting and prasadam, and then they will be able to understand things gradually.
Okay.
All
All
right, very
right.
nice. Okay, so good to see everybody. I have to end now because I have a little program. I am at the university right now, so thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. See everybody tomorrow evening. Whoops.